Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you can hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. You will also have some time to check your work at the end of each task. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is about 30 minutes long. Good luck. Task 1. In this section you will hear the story of the famous Siamese twins. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means the text does not say. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
A young mother was lying on a bed. She had just given birth to twin boys. She was tired, but happy. A woman was helping her. Suddenly the woman screamed. "What's the matter?" the mother cried. She lifted her head and looked at her babies. The babies were joined at their chests. The woman could not separate them.
That happened in Siam, now called Thailand, in 1811. The mother named her babies Chang and Eng. Chang and Eng grew up and became the famous Siamese twins. People came over from all over Siam to stare at the twins. One day, when the twins were 18, an American businessman saw them. He thought, "Wow, I can make money with these twins." He asked Chang and Eng if they wanted to go with him to the United States. Chang and Eng thought that this was the only chance for them to make some money, so they said yes and went to the U.S. with the man. They never saw Siam or their family again. Chang and Eng traveled with the American across the U.S. for 10 years. Later, they traveled alone. People paid to see them and asked them questions about their lives. Finally, the twins got tired of traveling and of answering the same questions over and over again. They decided to settle down and live quietly in a village in North Carolina. Soon after they moved to North Carolina, the twins met two sisters. The sisters' names were Adelaide and Sarah. The twins fell in love with the sisters. Chang married Adelaide, and Eng married Sarah. As you can well imagine, the marriages were rather unusual. Adelaide and Sarah lived in separate houses, and the twins lived in one house for 4 days. Then they went to the other house for the next 4 days. Though these marriages were more than unusual, they were actually very long and truly happy. Chang and Adelaide had 10 children, and Eng and Sarah had 11 children. While the twins were very happy with Adelaide and Sarah, they were not always quite as happy with each other. Sometimes they argued, and they didn't talk to each other for days or even weeks. They asked doctor after doctor to try and separate them, but every doctor said that it simply wasn't possible, as the operation would have been far too dangerous. So the twins stayed joined together. One night, when the twins were 63, Eng suddenly woke up. He looked at Chang, who was lying beside him. Chang was not breathing. Eng screamed for help, and one of his sons came. "Uncle Chan is dead," the young man said. "Then I am going to die too," Eng said, and he began to cry. 2 hours later, Eng was dead. For 63 years, the twins of Siam lived together as one. In the end, they also died as one.
Now listen to the recording again. Please remember that now we will play the text in shorter sections.
A young mother was lying on a bed. She had just given birth to twin boys. She was tired, but happy. A woman was helping her. Suddenly, the woman screamed. "What's the matter?" the mother cried. She lifted her head and looked at her babies. The babies were joined at their chests. The woman could not separate them.
That happened in Siam, now called Thailand, in 1811. The mother named her babies Chang and Eng. Chang and Eng grew up and became the famous Siamese twins. People came over from all over Siam to stare at the twins. One day, when the twins were 18, an American businessman saw them. He thought, "Wow, I can make money with these twins." He asked Chang and Eng if they wanted to go with him to the United States. Chang and Eng thought that this was the only chance for them to make some money, so they said yes and went to the U.S. with the man. They never saw Siam or their family again. Chang and Eng traveled with the American across the U.S. for 10 years. Later, they traveled alone. People paid to see them and asked them questions about their lives. Finally, the twins got tired of traveling and of answering the same questions over and over again. They decided to settle down and live quietly in a village in North Carolina. Soon after they moved to North Carolina, the twins met two sisters. The sisters' names were Adelaide and Sarah. The twins fell in love with the sisters. Chang married Adelaide, and Eng married Sarah. As you can well imagine, the marriages were rather unusual. Adelaide and Sarah lived in separate houses, and the twins lived in one house for 4 days. Then they went to the other house for the next 4 days. Though these marriages were more than unusual, they were actually very long and truly happy. Chang and Adelaide had 10 children, and Aang and Sarah had 11 children. While the twins were very happy with Adelaide and Sarah, they were not always quite as happy with each other. Sometimes they argued, and they didn't talk to each other for days or even weeks. They asked doctor after doctor to try and separate them, but every doctor said that it simply wasn't possible, as the operation would have been far too dangerous. So the twins stayed joined together. One night, when the twins were 63, Aang suddenly woke up. He looked at Chang, who was lying beside him. Chang was not breathing. Aang screamed for help, and one of his sons came. "Uncle Chan is dead," the young man said. "Then I am going to die too," Aang said, and he began to cry. 2 hours later, Aang was dead. For 63 years, the twins of Siam lived together as one. In the end, they also died as one.
That is the end of Task 1. Task 2. In this section, you're going to hear an interview about an interesting new invention. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below. First, you will have some time to look at the task. And then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Is it difficult for you to get up in the morning? Do you sometimes oversleep? Are you often late for work or school? If you've answered yes to all these questions, then according to a Tokyo Daily, Hiroyuki Sugiyama, a Japanese inventor, has developed just the right thing for you. The inventor's new bed will no doubt get you up in the morning, as it makes it impossible to oversleep. Here in the studio this morning, we've got Peter O'Brien, a technician, who is going to explain to us how this new invention works. Hi, Peter.
Hi, everybody. I'll try and tell you about it as simply as possible. Well, the bed is connected to an alarm clock. First, the alarm clock rings and you have a few minutes to wake up. Next, a tape recorder in the bed plays soft music or other pleasant sounds. The tape recorder in Hiroyuki's bed, for example, plays a recording of his girlfriend. She whispers in a sweet voice, "Wake up, darling, please." Well, if you still do not wake up, a few minutes later, a second recording plays. The second recording can be loud music or unpleasant sounds. Hiroyuki, for instance, hears a recording of his boss. He shouts, "Wake up immediately or you'll be late."
What happens if one doesn't wake up after the second recording? I'm sure I could just...
Just wait and see. You haven't heard half of it yet. So, if you don't get up after the second recording, you'll be sorry, as there's a mechanical foot built into the bed, which kicks you in the leg. Then the bed waits a few more minutes. What? You're still in bed? Finally, the top of the bed rises higher and higher. The foot of the bed goes lower and lower. Finally, the bed is vertical. You slide off the bed and onto the floor. You're awake and out of bed now. I can guarantee that.
Wow, that sounds pretty effective, even to me. Where can you buy such a bed?
Hiroyuki's bed is not in the stores yet. There is only one bed, the prototype, the bed Hiroyuki made. However, some companies have shown interest, and it is possible that someday a company will make Hiroyuki's bed in a factory and sell it in furniture stores. So maybe people will buy millions of beds. Hiroyuki firmly believes that will happen sooner or later, and he seriously thinks he will be a very rich man one day. If the bed makes Hiroyuki rich, it certainly will solve his problem. Hiroyuki will have a lot of money. He won't need to go to work, and he won't need to get up early.
Thank you very much for all these interesting details, Peter.
You're welcome.
Now listen to the recording again. Please remember that now we will play the text in shorter sections.
Is it difficult for you to get up in the morning? Do you sometimes oversleep? Are you often late for work or school? If you've answered yes to all these questions, then according to a Tokyo Daily, Hiroyuki Sugiyama, a Japanese inventor, has developed just the right thing for you. The inventor's new bed will no doubt get you up in the morning, as it makes it impossible to oversleep. Here in the studio this morning, we've got Peter O'Brien, a technician, who is going to explain to us how this new invention works. Hi, Peter.
Hi, everybody. I'll try and tell you about it as simply as possible. Well, the bed is connected to an alarm clock. First, the alarm clock rings and you have a few minutes to wake up. Next, a tape recorder in the bed plays soft music or other pleasant sounds. The tape recorder in Hiroyuki's bed, for example, plays a recording of his girlfriend. She whispers in a sweet voice, "Wake up, darling, please." Well, if you still do not wake up, a few minutes later, a second recording plays. The second recording can be loud music or unpleasant sounds. Hiroyuki, for instance, hears a recording of his boss. He shouts, "Wake up immediately or you'll be late."
What happens if one doesn't wake up after the second recording? I'm sure I could just...
Just wait and see. You haven't heard half of it yet. So, if you don't get up after the second recording, you'll be sorry, as there's a mechanical foot built into the bed, which kicks you in the leg. Then the bed waits a few more minutes. What? You're still in bed? Finally, the top of the bed rises higher and higher. The foot of the bed goes lower and lower. Finally, the bed is vertical. You slide off the bed and onto the floor. You're awake and out of bed now. I can guarantee that.
Wow, that sounds pretty effective, even to me. Where can you buy such a bed?
Hiroyuki's bed is not in the stores yet. There is only one bed, the prototype, the bed Hiroyuki made. However, some companies have shown interest, and it is possible that someday a company will make Hiroyuki's bed in a factory and sell it in furniture stores. So maybe people will buy millions of beds. Hiroyuki firmly believes that will happen sooner or later, and he seriously thinks he will be a very rich man one day. If the bed makes Hiroyuki rich, it certainly will solve his problem. Hiroyuki will have a lot of money. He won't need to go to work, and he won't need to get up early.
Thank you very much for all these interesting details, Peter.
You're welcome.
That is the end of Task 2. Task 3. In this section, you're going to hear a news report about an interesting museum in London. Your task will be to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you might have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time, we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Pass the sawdust, nurse. The old operating theatre at London's St. Thomas's Hospital is now open as a museum, and it is enough to make anyone bless modern medicine. In operating theatres like this, those who did not die of a disease might quite literally die of the cure. The operating table is a bare slab of wood. There was a box of sawdust below it, which the surgeon could kick to catch dribbles of blood. Periodically, he would cry out for more sawdust. Until Joseph Lister, the English surgeon, discovered the importance of keeping operating theatres aseptic, no one minded dirt too much. It was only a very fussy surgeon who washed his hands before the operation, and surgeons often worked in street clothes. A plaque on the wall reminds us that it is no accident that such places are called theatres. Operations were rather public. There were seats for distinguished visitors. The surgeon's pupils all attended, and all, of course, added their own personal germs to the scene. It was known for surgeons to charge admission to their most celebrated operations.
Now listen to the recording again. Please remember that now we will play the text in shorter sections.
Pass the sawdust, nurse. The old operating theatre at London's St. Thomas's Hospital is now open as a museum, and it is enough to make anyone bless modern medicine. In operating theatres like this, those who did not die of a disease might quite literally die of the cure. The operating table is a bare slab of wood. There was a box of sawdust below it, which the surgeon could kick to catch dribbles of blood. Periodically, he would cry out for more sawdust. Until Joseph Lister, the English surgeon, discovered the importance of keeping operating theatres aseptic, no one minded dirt too much. It was only a very fussy surgeon who washed his hands before the operation, and surgeons often worked in street clothes. A plaque on the wall reminds us that it is no accident that such places are called theatres. Operations were rather public. There were seats for distinguished visitors. The surgeon's pupils all attended, and all, of course, added their own personal germs to the scene. It was known for surgeons to charge admission to their most celebrated operations.
That is the end of task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.